Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, the American way, and how to make it through the day with some of these trying and troubling times. We have a lot to talk about today. To begin with, the Mueller report's done. Trump has been exonerated. There was no collusion, no Russian collusion. He's an innocent man who's been falsely accused for several years. And yet, the radical left still, to this minute, does not want to admit the simple truth. Richard, how are you this evening?
Well, Jack, I'm fine, but the direct opposite of Donald Trump is Jesse Smollett being dropped of all charges in Chicago. I mean, talk about somebody who was guilty as hell and was dropped of all charges. I mean, even Rahm Emanuel was baloney about it. I find it hard to believe.
Well, that certainly bothered me too. And I was as surprised. Honestly, when I heard about it, I was shocked. But I was equally as shocked that Rahm Emanuel wasn't behind it. That's what my assumption was and would have been. I'm not surprised about the chief of police. He just looks like your basic good man and not somebody who would be for anything like this. He just seems like a stand-up guy, straight shooter, which, of course, you would hope
The ray of light in this whole debacle is that he did mail himself that powder, and the feds will go after him for mail fraud. So he may think he's out of this, but You can only hope that somewhere along the line. I mean, 16 charges, and they dropped all of them. No, I'm sorry. Whatever. But I shall bask in the ray of Trump. 2 years, I heard $30.5 million spent on the Mueller investigation to come up with, five or six Kidlians going back to when they go after Manafort for 2006 bank fraud or something. Unbelievable.
Correct. It had nothing to do with anything involving Trump or the campaign or anything like that. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm hearing, Dick. I'm hearing a lot of people. Well, we're done with this. We need to put it all behind. Just let it go. That is not what needs to happen here.
No.
What needs to happen for it? Here's the thing. There are people, a small core of people, perhaps no more than 100, but they have known all along that there was no Russian collusion, and they have been willing to tear this nation apart to perpetrate this fraud, this con, for their own best interests. These people need to be ferreted out, brought before a grand jury, charged, tried, and if found guilty, which they are, imprisoned. Now, I'm
Absolutely.
Going to suggest I'm going to suggest conspiracy goes all the way into the Oval Office of the last president of the United States, and that the person in charge and behind it all, giving his tacit approval, was Barack Obama.
I don't disagree at all. No, this is...
I don't see how all of this could have happened without him. And you think about it, Dick. It's like if you're trying to find a perfect way to take out the president of the United States, the way to do it would be to manufacture a made-up incident, try and get people... The very first thing that this cabal tried to do was get people hired into the Trump campaign that were FBI operatives so that they could do the colluding and make him guilty of collusion. But for whatever reason, these people weren't hired. Thank God. Because if they had been hired, they would have taken Trump down. Because there would have been collusion, although not real, would have been manufactured. And that's what they did. They are this evil. But they took this roundabout thing, you know, with Papadopoulos and Carter Page, and went to the FISA court, where there was, it was an ex parte hearing, which means that they got the warrant without anybody from the Trump campaign knowing anything about it or being able to challenge it in any way. And they started this, and they built a case for this, and it was all predicated on a false, what they brought to the FISA court was a false document, that Steele dossier. They knew it was false. They knew it was nonsense, but they used it, and to supplement it, they told Michael Isikoff from Reuters about it, so he wrote a story about it, and then they put that as subsequent evidence for it, and one other guy too, and it was just circular, and said, well, we've got, this dossier, and, you know, which has, been reported on in the mainstream media by Reuters and somebody else, and look at, we've got all this. Oh, okay, you can have the warrant. And then they started using this to build the case, and every single bit of it was a fraud. There's not one thing about it that was ethical, honorable, or true. And at the time that the Mueller thing, that it came out, it was 42% of Americans believed that Trump was guilty of conspiring with Russia and that he was a traitor. He's an innocent man.
Yeah. And they dragged his family through it, too.
Oh, yeah. This is just beyond. And yet, here's the other thing. If the person in the White House had been either one of the Bushes or Jimmy Carter or most of the presidents, they would have worn them down, and they would have resigned because this has been so horrible. That was the other thing that they tried to do, if nothing else. And they have nobody. Here's what's also very amazing to me. During the Watergate deal, you know, when it finally kind of came out, Chuck Colson, who was counsel to President Nixon, said, you know what, I was wrong, I've done bad things. And he came forth, said, I'll take the time in jail, went to jail, and then it came out and had a great ministry, you know, called Prison Fellowship. I used to do, they were one of my clients. I worked for them for years. Fabulous man. Smart. Oh, man, he was so smart. Anyway.
On this side of the bars, though, right? On this side of the bars.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't handle, you know, that he had done this wrong and wanted to come clean. There has been nobody that's been part of this conspiracy that has said, I want out. I can't handle this. I can't do this. It's so wrong, so detestable. I can't live with myself. Nobody's committed suicide. None of them. I mean, you know, you would think, you know, as wrong as they have been, as destructive as their efforts have been, as un-American, sinful and wrong, none of them have said, you know, none of them have fessed up. Not one. They just, I guess they know, you know, when Hillary said, you know, after when she was throwing the, you know, throwing the glass at Donna Brazile after one of the, after she was, had a rough interview, said, you better fix this because if I'm not elected, you know, we will effing hang for this, for what we were doing. And now it's their turn. Now it's their turn. They're going to hang. And they're
going to make a noose.
For anything to come good of this, they are going to have, for Americans to believe in the rule of law, in justice, in the FBI, in the Department of Justice, justice is going to have to come forth. There's no other way for this to happen. They're going to have it. What are your thoughts been about this? I mean, were you surprised that there was a complete exoneration?
No, not at all.
No, I wasn't
either. Because there's,
I mean, if anybody's listened to us for the past 2 years, you know, I mean, we've been pretty consistent about, I mean, without hedging. And yet I have friends and people that I know that just are so beside themselves. They can't believe it. They won't accept it. They still, you know, and it's gonna be a while before, because they're emotionally invested in it being true, because they don't like Trump, because, you know, he's crude and, you know, and not,
well,
what they want is an outsider, and people like us like him.
You should be a good friend, Jack, and mail each one of them a coloring book, because they need it. But there's, think about Washington. Think about the way it works. If they had anything over the last 2 years, you know damn right well it would have been leaked immediately, because that's what they do. So for them not to have gotten anything, but the one I don't understand.
Well, they
is,
tried.
And
they have. I mean, they really tried. And you know, we, for all the time that we have said, you know, this is, they don't have anybody that might be fair towards Donald Trump. Everybody has been, you know, somebody from Clinton's team and radical Democratic lawyers, you know, Wiseman in particular, and all of these horrible people. But now, on this side of it, that was a good idea, because if you can take the people that despise Trump and give them $25 million and 40 FBI agents and subpoenas and everything else, and they take 2 years and go through millions of documents and they can't get anything, then that lets you know just how clean Trump really is. And the whole idea of obstruction of justice is nonsense. To begin with, since there wasn't a crime and they didn't have a crime, how can you be, you know, to try and thwart it when one doesn't exist? How could there be obstruction of justice just rationally, number one? Number two, he had every right to fire Comey, period. And the stupidest part about this is that Rosenstein is the one that wrote the letter or the memo that said he should be fired to begin with. So yeah. Trump fires him, and then Rosenstein, you know, appoints a special counsel. Kind of insane. Rosenstein, I wonder, you know, how clean he is. But at any rate, that's neither
didn't
here nor there.
Didn't he sign the letter along with Barr?
He did, yes.
The 4-page summary, didn't he sign it along with Barr?
Yes. Yes.
I thought he did, yeah. Yeah.
Well, not thank
I'm
God.
I think that they
sat down and said, okay, we're going to go through this, and you're going to put your name on it. And since he's his boss, and it's kind of like, okay, do you agree with this? Yes, I do. And, it wouldn't let him weasel out, because Rosenstein would have weaseled out. I honestly think that we have a really good attorney general now. As I think he is as good as Jeff Sessions was bad. And there's no doubt that Jeff Sessions was bad. About as bad as it gets.
Of course, they're out there calling him Trump's puppet and whatever, and said, you know, you people, everybody else, you voted him to be attorney general. So, and I agree with you. He seems on the up and up. He seems like, obviously, he knows his business, the fact that he was an attorney general before. So I think it was a good choice. And I think there's a lot of people that might regret the day he ever became attorney general.
Well,
and I think Andy McCabe is going to sing like a canary and bring a lot of people down so he could get a lighter sentence.
Well, my thought is that it will be Lisa Page. She's really smart, and McCabe isn't somebody that's going to get a sweetheart deal. He's one of the upper echelon of it being true. Lisa Page,
she's already singing.
What is she
though,
really guilty of? The worst thing that she has done, in my estimation, is be, you know, a faithless whore. But, you know, and she was part of all this, but she wasn't ever in a leadership position to make these things. McCabe was. And, you know, it was.
She knew what
he was the one.
She knows what was going on, though. She knew what was going on.
Exactly. And she was in the room when he said, why don't you wear, you know, you need to help us
wear a wire.
Trap Trump. And then Rosenstein says, what do you want me to do, wear an effing wire? And, you know, and that's how insane this attempt to overthrow the government of – this isn't taking Trump out. This is overthrowing the government of the United States of America. This is huge. This makes Watergate look like child's play in comparison.
Is there a better definition of treason than what these people have been doing?
No.
I don't think so. It's definitely treasonous.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one that kills me the most is Brennan. I mean, is he a bigger fool as he makes out to be?
Yeah.
And I know that there's more things coming and this and that. And you know what? CNN, you picked the wrong person to be out there as your head stooge because, what was it just like last week? Now, there's more indictments coming. Well, there isn't, dummy. And he ran the CIA. Talk about getting a bunch of bad information. So whatever he was getting, somebody was feeding him a crock just to see if he'd be stupid enough to just spit it out, and he does.
At least last night, he admitted, he said, well, I guess I thought that there was more there than there really was. But, you know, he's part of the conspiracy to take out.
Because he was getting false information. He was getting false information.
Mm-hmm.
You ran the CIA and you don't know the difference between false and true information?
You know what? I think that he's, as he seems like, because if he's a fool, then he's just a dupe instead of a real conspirator. And I think that he's one of the main people behind this, because when they went after the dossier, he and Comey were the ones that essentially, with McCabe, put this whole thing together. It's brilliant, really.
Yeah.
Wow. To overthrow the United States.
Very definitely dubious. Well, I mean, it was one thing to say, you know, we want to impeach Trump. Well, you got Mike Pence right there behind him, and I think Mike is every bit as strong as Trump was, too. A little more religious. I don't think he's got too many girlfriends he's paying off. Oh, we've got to spend a minute or two talking about our good friend that just got into so much trouble, Mr. Avenatti. Oh, my God. How terrible can this be? Then he tried to get $25 million out of Nike. Oh, and they taped him to talk, actually threatening. So he's going to spend some time in a can now, that's for sure. What a piece of work he did.
Well, I thought Jesse Smollett was. We'll see. I kind of think, I mean, Avenatti's stuff is way worse than Jesse's, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
6 months ago.
Just.
They were talking about Avenatti as a potential president of the United States for the Democrats.
I don't know who they are.
And now,
stay in the line
even,
with Brennan.
And now even Stormy says he's, you know, Stormy, you know, who has $5 and $1 bill stuck in her G-string. You know, that's how she makes her money. Says that he doesn't have any character. This is amazing.
And she owes Trump $360,000. I don't know about you, but I would assume that's more tricks than even she can turn.
That's a lot of lap dances.
Yeah. Yeah, that right. Yeah.
A lot of lap dances.
Yeah. Boy, he took her for a ride, that's for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Then let's not forget that he also put that woman up there that said Trump, Kavanaugh did something to some woman, something or other. That was Avenatti right? And it turned out to be
nothing but
a big crock, right?
Yes, that Kavanaugh was involved in gangbangs, giving rape
drugging
drugs,
them.
And then they take turns.
Drugs,
And it was absolute, I mean, just total bogus, but it was presented as true. So now Trump
you mean like
has vindicated.
The dossier, right? Just like the dossier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Trump is vindicated and Avenatti is indicted. Now that is that makes that a pretty good day.
I don't know about you, but I sleep much better now. No one Avenatti's going to spend some time in the can. Oh, had they pulled his license yet, or is it too early for that? Yeah, so he can't be a
too
lawyer
early.
Anymore. Not that he's too early, huh? No. That'll come soon enough too. Yeah.
Well, yes. Once he's convicted of something, you know, and I mean, this is, you know, you could kill a person and get away with it a whole lot easier than cheat the IRS out of $1 million, unless you're, you know, what's his name, the black minister that used to be fat and then now he's real skinny.
Oh, Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton,
the Reverend Al. $4.5 million
owes
the IRS.
The Reverend Al Sharpton. The Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, well, this is a good week for us. We have steadfastly
not a great week
for the right thing.
Not a great week. Not a total great week. Sunday night. I have a little tear in my eye. I'm sorry. Rob Gronkowski retired from football.
Oh, yeah.
It breaks my heart.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the greats of all time and will go down and be, you know, in the Hall of Fame immediately. His skills had deteriorated in the last couple of years, and he really wasn't that big a factor. He was a good blocker. He made the key play in the last Super Bowl. That's true. That was his last hurrah. And, you know, what a stud and great guy. And just, you know, I mean, just he's you know, just a backlash of what an American male used to be and should be again. You know,
well, I hear that he may join the WWE. World Wrestling, whatever, and there was some talk, and I think it may be just talk, but they were talking about at WrestleMania that he was going to wrestle Stormy Daniels because she needed the money. She'd wrestle him.
So much fun. You know, I think that you can see the relief in Donald Trump's demeanor. As strong as he is.
Wait a minute, before we finish, don't forget that the Justice Department is going along and finding out that Obamacare, the whole thing is unconstitutional. That adds to our wonderful feeling of the week.
Well, yes, it does. We'll have to talk about that next week, though, because we are out of time. And March Madness is here, the Sweet 16. The Red Sox are about starting to play. The NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup are about to start. This is a good time of year. And we still got some good teams left, so we're in tall cotton, as they say down here in Georgia. So listen, let me just say, good night, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye bye.